Christ is baptized. The desire for knowledge can be found in every person. It's natural. The soul longs for God, and therefore it seeks Him. And there are different levels of this search. One might be not satisfied until he finds God completely. Another, for him, this search might be too difficult and remain standing in the middle of the road. Another feels that this longing of the soul does not even set out on a path to salvation for the search of Christ. It would be good for us today if we decided to leave our comfort and go on a path seeking God, especially when we heard the words of today's gospel. The evangelist Matthew quotes the prophet Isaiah, who speaks of Jesus as a great light that illumines everything. I was reading a little story, it's a little bit weird because I usually don't read anything that is not connected to church, but it was a very intriguing story. And the writer who wrote this story tells that somewhere in the mountains of the South America, there is a valley completely cut off from the world. This isolation was created by the steep walls of the mountains surrounded by a valley. That surrounded the valley, forgive me. It would be very difficult for anyone to go in and out of this valley. But this valley was inhabited. Many generations lived on this piece of land without any idea of existence of the outside world. However, they were marked with a very special defect that was passed down from generation to generation. They were all blind. They didn't even know the meaning of the word see or look. This defect is marked by their life. They built their dwellings without any windows. They did not distinguish between day and night, but spoke of a heat and of cold. Voice, hearing, and touch were their only means of communication. They created their own laws and system of managing their community. One peaceful day, their life was disturbed. One climber had an accident while climbing the mountain, and the rope came loose, and he fell, but was lucky because he was caught by the branches of the trees. When he recovered from this first shock of falling, he noticed that in the valley that he entered was inhabited, was full of people. And this was very strange to him because he never heard of anybody living there. And he experienced even greater surprise when he understood that all of them have this ability of not being able to see. They, on the other hand, those who lived there all their life, could not understand or comprehend that he is able to see. They consider it as a deformity. It became the cause of many conflicts within their village. And in the end of the story, they decided to blind this climber because of their opinion, he could not be able to live a real, normal life. Fortunately, the climber managed to escape. It was an interesting story, thought-provoking. It's like having a shirt, be good or you'll become part of priest's sermon. So I thought about this story a little bit, and figuratively speaking, any one of us who stops searching for God can become an inhabitant of this land of the blind. whatever the reason be, laziness or indifference, we can live like this right now in our cities, in our homes. We can also arrange our lives in a way that we will not miss anything that is going on in the world. Perhaps only those who have not surrendered to this temptation and live in the light will greatly disturb us if we meet them. History shows us that the saints and martyrs were misunderstood, and even these saints and martyrs encountered resistance by those who live in darkness. The sanctity of the saint and martyrs irritated those people who live in darkness because it was a deviation from normal life. Natural light overcomes darkness, but the light of the supernatural knowledge strikes at the stubbornness and unreasonableness of human freedom. Evangelist Matthew quotes the prophet Isaiah, "The people living in darkness saw a great light. The light shone on those who were sitting in a dark region of death." That light is Son of God, Jesus Christ. John the Baptist testified about this light, and after his imprisonment, the light itself, Jesus Christ, begins to announce the good news, which is the gospel. Look what Christ says. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." To repent is to change our heart, is to change our thinking. That is the very first thing we must do to live in the light. That is the way. We must come out of the land of the blind, out of the darkness, to know the light. We know the way. It is repentance. Changing our minds and redirecting our life so we can set on the path to salvation. And until this change takes place in our heart, the words of the gospel will not tell us anything else, anything extra. It will be shallow understanding of the spoken words, and that's it. We will listen to the gospel. We will say that I belong to Christ, but we will be still in the dark. We long for knowledge, even if we don't know, don't think we do. We do. Our soul does. We long for understanding. So let's hold on to the desire of the soul for the knowledge of God, so that this desire that we have through repentance lead us to life in light, so we can have a beautiful, a little bit difficult path to salvation. Christ is baptized.